Looking to step up your Mother's Day flowers? The Home Depot has an idea. Let Mom's Green Thumb do some digging with colorful flowers, pots, and premium soils to bring out the most in her patios, walkways, and gardens. Right now, get Vigoro Potting Soil just $8.97 for strong, healthy, vibrant plants, indoors and outside. Shop our wide selection online and pick up your order in-store and give Mom the gift of a beautiful garden. Get Vigoro Potting Soil just $8.97 at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. See homedepot.com/delivery for details.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
In today's episode of The Weird Place, titled Cute Little Alien, an adorable and manipulative alien befriends a kindly old woman. But both of them are in for a big surprise. It's time to enter the weird place. On a planet many light years away, the Globnorb Empire prepares to invade Earth. The perfect Globnorb for the job is one Colonel Belot, who's about to be briefed in the Imperial Grand Pavilion.
Greetings, Colonel Belot.
Well, hello, Vice Admiral Gordno, and greetings to the Honorable Tribunal of Supreme Marshals. Might I say you are impressive, with your heads projected 600 feet high?
Let me be frank, Colonel Belot. Many of us in the Tribunal find you obnoxious, rude, and inappropriately silly. Additionally, you swindle and lie, cheat and steal on a regular basis, which is exactly what is required for this mission to be successful.
Well, I really wouldn't...
Silence! Your mission is to fly a spaceship to Earth. You will then befriend a human and manipulate them into buying you bomb-making materials. You will then make the bomb and use your spaceship to drop the bomb on Krakatoa Island to distract the humans from our imminent invasion.
Oh, is that all? The old imminent invasion trick. Just to clarify, couldn't I just bring a bomb with me?
The human radar would detect it.
Right, radar.
Report to Pavilion Flight Deck 934, launching Pad 5 tomorrow at 0700 hours.
Will do, Admiral Guy. Hello, this is Colonel Belot. I am now entering Earth's atmosphere.
This is Alien Control. You know your mission. Find a human to go get the bomb-making materials for you. Make the bomb, then use your ship to drop the bomb on Krakatoa Island to distract the humans from our large-scale invasion.
Roger that. My probe has brought back information about a human living alone in the Pocono Mountains. I'm going to convince her that bomb-making materials are what I eat.
Laughing out loud here, the human will go get you your food, which is actually bomb-making materials. Enslaving these dumb humans will be a walk in the glick-blunk.
About to land, gotta go.
Upon arriving on Earth, Colonel Belot tracks down his human target, one Sally Marble, an elderly widow with limited eyesight and hearing, who discovers the alien standing in her front yard.
Well, hello, my name is Sally. Who are you?
Well, hello there, Sally. I'm a weary alien traveler seeking shelter and food.
Well, you came to the right place. I just put dinner on the table.
Oh, that's terrific. Thank you, Sally.
You sure are a cute little alien. You must be all of 2 feet tall and 40 pounds.
Yes, I am cute, little, and totally trustworthy.
It sure is wonderful to have a dinner guest. Would you all like some meatloaf and tater tots, cute little alien?
Tater who? Meat what? Would you happen to have any, ammonium nitrate?
Ammonium nitrate? What y'all want that for?
So I could eat it? Because it's food?
Well, I'll be gosh darn, that's what y'all eat?
Of course, Sally, duh, why do you ask?
Well, I'm just curious, I guess.
Don't tell me you don't have some tasty nitro fertilizer in that refrigerator.
Sorry, I don't think I done got any of that.
Oh, no. But I'm ever so hungry.
Oh, don't worry, cute little alien. I got an idea. I think I can buy y'all's food at Bob's Pest and Lawn Store.
Oh, you're the best, Sal. and while you're out, if it's not too much to ask, could you pick up some 7.9 millimeter thick welded cylindrical steel? And how about a 50-gallon drum of rocket fuel?
Good Lord, you must have a strong stomach.
Yes.
Well, I'll go shopping first thing in the morning. I don't want you going hungry. Oh, and you can make yourself comfortable in the downstairs basement bedroom. It's nice and private.
Oh, thank you. Sally, I've been thinking. I know we just met, but I consider you to be my best friend.
Oh.
So, good night, best friend. A-dong-a-dong-dong-dong-dong-dong.
Over the next week, Sally Marble brings back what she believes to be alien food, but is actually materials to build a bomb. Who would guess that the sweetest, most generous woman on Earth is single-handedly sealing her planet's fate? Can you dig it?
You haven't touched any of your chill dynamite. You all don't seem to have eaten anything all week. You just fold it up in a napkin and go downstairs with it.
Sorry, Sal. Eyes bigger than the stomach.
Well, I understand. You know, take your time. You traveled a long way in your tiny spaceship.
Thank you for understanding, Sals. I'll just take these mouth-watering blasting caps downstairs for some late night snacking. Nighty night, don't let the glob globs bite. A doing 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 doing.
Later that night, Colonel Belot puts the finishing touches on his new bomb.
Okay, do it till I do it. Bomb complete in record time. Do I know how to make a bomb or what? Time to check in with Headquarter Guy.
This is Alien Headquarters. State your business.
This is Colonel Belot. I have built the bomb and am ready to use my spacecraft to drop it on Krakatoa.
Unfortunately, the invasion has been delayed. We need to postpone the mission for 30 human days. Please stand down and wait further instruction.
But I only pack globborn food for a week.
You will have to eat the human food.
It looks disgusting. I crave my Glocknu gel.
Silence, Colonel Belot. You will not enjoy human food, but we have determined it will sustain you until you complete your mission.
Will do, Headquarter Guy. Ugh.
Hey, cute little alien, I got a surprise for you. For dessert, I made some frozen rocket fuel popsicles.
Thank you, Sal, but, newsflash, I think my taste buds might have gone earthling.
Well, what a surprise. I was gonna pick up Burger King tonight. I'll get some for you.
Burger King. Oh.
Okay, it's dinner time. This here's some Burger King food. That there's a spicy, crispy chicken sandwich wrapped in bacon and dripping in sweet maple mayonnaise sauce. Mm. I also got you some French toast dips, king-size fries, and a large chocolate Oreo cookie shake.
Okay. Oh, yes. I must eat this to survive the next 30 days.
What are you yammering about? Dig in.
Here goes nothing.
Well, what'd y'all think?
Oh, no. My mouth, this can't be happening.
What's the matter, hon? You gonna be sick?
Sally, this crispy chicken sandwich, it's the most delicious thing I've ever had in my life.
You really like it.
Like it, Sal? The neural pathways between my tongue and my brain, they blaze like the suns of a thousand galaxies.
I've never heard anyone talk about food like that before.
Yes, Sally. Maybe one day I will meet the humans who made this food. I would like to shake their hand. Let this day go down in history. The day an alien life form first tasted human food. The greatest food in the universe!
Within 24 hours, Colonel Belot has consumed 67,000 calories and finds himself in a catatonic state, lying on the couch.
You sure ate a lot tonight, cute little alien.
Sally, why do I feel so relaxed?
Well, that's what food is for. It's like a summer day in your tummy.
Sally, could I get more earth food tomorrow?
Sure, sweetheart.
And maybe In-N-Out quad burger, 100% American beef patty.
Poor little fella's all tuckered out. Let me put my shawl on you and keep you cozy. Good night, cute little alien.
The 30 days are up, and Colonel Belot must get back to his mission. The 2-foot-tall alien now weighs 307 pounds.
Colonel Belot, it has been 30 human days since our last transmission. Are you ready to drop the bomb on Krakatoa?
Yes, sir, Headquarter Man. I'm ready to start my mission.
Cute little alien, what are you doing? Why's the window open? Is that noise coming from your barbecue grill-sized spaceship?
Sorry, Sals. Duty calls. I have to drop this bomb inside the Krakatoa volcano to distract the humans from an imminent alien invasion.
How you all make that bomb?
Well, truth be told, from all the stuff you bought me, blasting caps, ammonium nitrate, deadbolts, etc.
So that wasn't cute little alien food after all.
Oh, boy. Sorry for tricking you, Sal. I will miss you and all the bacon and egg cheese burritos and the... Oh, God, if I don't leave now, I'll never leave. Oh, let me get up here now and get inside my spaceship. Oh, well, I'm just a little... Oh, that's tight, that's tight. Let me put on a couple of LBs. Let me see if I can get... Could use a bigger spaceship, to be honest, quite frankly.
Well, I think you might be too full-figured to fit in your spaceship, cute little alien.
Phew. I am now safely in the spacecraft, so guess who's wrong? See you, Sal.
You're too chunky to fly in that thing. You barely got off the ground.
Well, what a brilliant observation, Sal. But guess what? Newsflash. I have more power. So once again, I bid you adieu. Up, up, and away. Uh-oh. Oh, it's no use. I've tintupled in size. My spacecraft can't manage my tremendous weight gain. Okay, I'll just say what everybody's thinking. I'm a fatty.
Oh, no, it's okay, cute little alien. It's what's on the inside that counts. And I don't like that you told me a fib, but nobody's perfect. Now come on upstairs and I'll get you a snack and put on the television.
While having a bacon-filled Krispy Kreme donut hot dog and watching the Kelly Clarkson show, Colonel Belot gets a call from the Vice Admiral Glorbnu.
1 second, Sal. I need to take this. Hello, this is Colonel Belot.
Colonel Belot, why have you not completed your mission?
Oh, the mission, yes. Well, my spaceship crash-landed, and the bomb, I believe, is a dud.
The invasion has been canceled due to your idiocy. You have disappointed the tribunal. Your punishment for failure is to spend the rest of your pitiful existence on Earth eating the wretched human food.
Oh, let me understand what my punishment is. Are you telling me I have to spend the rest of my days eating chocolate cookie dough, blizzard cake, and watching Let's Make a Deal?
Yes, that's precisely what I mean.
Oh, you are cruel, Vice Admiral. So cruel.
Who's cruel, cute little alien? And who's Colonel Belot?
Never mind, Sally. An all-new Murray Povich is next. Doin, 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 doin.
I'm so glad you can stay with me, cute little alien. I like your company. Well, how do you feel about it?
Sally, where I come from, when you die, you have 18 heavens to choose from. This is better than all of them. Now please pass the frosted Boston cream donut Pop-Tarts with the honey maple dipping sauce.
Lordy, I think I'm gonna have to order us a bigger couch.
Yes, a bigger couch.
Mankind's love for sugar and salt is not confined to Earthlings. The Earth is saved by a curly fry. Can you dig it? And now for tonight's epilogue, some 6 weeks later.
Hey, Sally, come downstairs. I have a surprise for you.
Holy cow, is that a new spaceship?
Yes, Sal, and this one is larger and more powerful, and it has room for two.
Why would you do all that?
Because the two of us are going on a trip around the galaxy to explore the stars.
Wow! Well, that sounds fun, cute little alien.
Hop on in, Sally.
Alrighty, here I come.
Splendid! Time to turn on my new engines. Initiate launch. 3, 2, 1. Liftoff!
Stay tuned for the after show, Talking Weird. But first, we gotta pay the bills.
Wanna make Mom's Day? Get to your Nordstrom Rack now and score amazing deals for Mother's Day, which is Sunday, May 12th. Find tons of gifts from only $30 at Nordstrom Rack. Fragrance, jewelry, luxury bags, activewear, beauty, and more. Save on Kate Spade New York, Stuart Weitzman, and Ted Baker London. Great brands, great prices. So shop your Nordstrom Rack store today and treat Mom to the good stuff from just $30.
Life is a highway. And on it, there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy. So go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
Hey!
I'm Rod. I'm back. Can you dig it? Welcome back to Talking Weird, where we take a look behind the curtain and discuss all things The Weird Place. My first guest tonight voiced the characters of Sally and Colonel Belot, a.k.a. Cute Little Alien, in the Weird Place episode aptly titled Cute Little Alien. Please welcome Sally Prescott and Doug Harper.
I gotta say, Rotto, this is a real kick in the pinnerinos on the thrill meter. It's gotta be a 12-y.
Me too. I don't think I ever done been on a show like this before.
Is that a good thing or a bad thing? So, Doug, I hear that role fits you like a glove.
Well, Ramrod, this is literally my speaking voice, so you do the math.
And I understand the episode was a smash.
You can say that again, Rudissimo. And I want to cash in on all this buzz. I released my debut single last week. It's called The Doing 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 Song.
Amazing, Doug. You're some kind of pop star now.
That's right, Fishing Rod. All the kids love it. It's number one on the charts. Isn't that right, gang?
Fantastic. So how did you come up with the title?
Well, Lobster Rodster, doing, doing, doing is what Cute Little Alien says when he's happy.
That's right. I believe we have a clip. It's right after Cute Little Alien convinces Sally to get him bomb-making materials. Let's roll it.
Nighty-night, don't let the glob-globs bite. Doing, 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 doing.
A doing, 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 doing. What a catchy catchphrase. I can't get it out of my head. And surprise, surprise, I hear you worked out a little something with our studio band, The Weirds.
Correctamundo. You guys want to hear the doing, doing, doing song? A one, a two, a one, two, three, doing. In a funk. Out of bling, get ready, I'm doing the doing doing thing, a doing doing, doing doing. Chill, spill the magic pill, I'm doing doing, I've wet a thrill, a doing doing doing, doing. Thank you very much.
That was electric, Doug.
Thanks, Hot Rod.
I don't think I done ever heard anything like that before.
Is that a good thing or a bad thing, Sal?
We'll be right back after this commercial break.
Summer is time for barbecuing. That's why you need Barberdome. Stylish and fashionable portable grills. So get out some patties and make some burgers with Barberdome. If it's summer, it's Barberdome.
Welcome back to Talking Weird. Let's keep the energy going for my next guest who played the character Vice Admiral Globnorb. Please welcome the brilliant voice actor Ken Wellington.
Greetings, Rod.
How are you doing, Ken?
Not well, Rod. First of all, your green room was an abomination.
Sorry to hear that, Ken. What exactly was the problem?
Silence! It was quite ridiculous. No fruit plate, no napkins.
Hey, slow down, Kenny. I've got a leftover kumquat, if that'll float your bunions.
Shut your insidious pie hole, Doug. You fancy yourself a pop star, but you're a nothing star.
Well, that's not a very nice thing to say.
Silence!
Gee whiz, it's heating up in here.
I'm sorry, Rod. It's just that song, the doing, doing, doing song. It's not human. It's an abomination.
Well, if it's an abomination, then it's a global number one hit abomination. Besides, what do you got?
What do I got? Challenge accepted. I shall show you, Douglas. I shall show all of you what real music is.
All talk, no action.
You there, orchestra man. Do you know the German Baroque masterpiece, Der Freiser von Munchen, The Barber of Munich, in D flat?
Yes.
Excellent. Let me just warm up for a moment. La 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 la. Let's make history.
Was Deutsch und echt ist keine mehr. Lebt nicht in deutscher Meister.
Kenneth, I've never heard anything quite like that. It's the greatest song I've ever heard in my life.
Agree.
Thank you, Doug. Thank you. But, ladies and gentlemen, if you please, for one moment, please, yes. First of all, I must thank the Weirds for that wonderful arrangement. I'm really speechless with joy. So I will just simply bid you adieu.
Wow, just fantastic. We can all agree we just witnessed Talking Weird history. So from all of us here at Talking Weird Studios, we wish you a good night. Like what you're hearing so far, please rate and review. This has been a Team GoGo production.
Want to make mom's day? Get to your Nordstrom Rack now and score amazing deals for Mother's Day, which is Sunday, May 12th. Find tons of gifts from only $30 at Nordstrom Rack. Fragrance, jewelry, luxury bags, activewear, beauty, and more. Save on Kate Spade New York, Stuart Weitzman, and Ted Baker London. Great brands, great prices. So shop your Nordstrom Rack store today and treat mom to the good stuff from just $30.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy. So go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.